When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Okay. Fly Jams Friday. Dan's all ready to go, man. The outfit looks good on you, man.
Thank you.
DJ Shagru, Esmeralda the Heart Melda, Wiki Wiki Nikki with you. Celebrating all things R&B and all things funky. You got a request, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for your fly jams. All right, let's get going. Jay wanted to hear this one. Yeah, Mr. Big Stuff, Gene Knight. Esmeralda, do you enjoy the Mr. Big Stuff?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you can't help it.
Oh, brother. That's a great song. Did Gene Knight ever have any other hits? I'm trying to think. I think she did. But that was clearly her biggest smash. All right. 331 area code wanted this one. Lost Lover by Tuxedo. What the hell ever happened to Tuxedo? I know Tennessee Tuxedo, but I don't know Tuxedo. Esmeralda, you remember Tennessee Tuxedo, or are you too young?
I remember none of those.
You don't remember Tuxedo?
Or Tennessee Tuxedo.
You don't remember Tennessee Tuxedo?
No, sorry. Is there a different... What does a Tennessee Tuxedo look like?
Tennessee Tuxedo, you can Google Tennessee Tuxedo. He was a cartoon, a cute little cartoon. He was a penguin. That's why his name is Tennessee Tuxedo.
Well, that makes absolutely no sense.
Well, don't you know what they call... They call tuxedos?
Tuxedos?
No, penguin suits.
Right.
Have you you've never heard that before?
No, I have. I just mean that.
Dan is losing it in the. What's going on there, DJ?
Do you know what they call tuxedos? Tuxedos?
Yes, but they call them penguin suits.
Right.
Because you look like a penguin when you wear them. Penguins look like they're wearing tuxedos.
No, yes, that makes sense. But the penguin is from Tennessee. I'm assuming. His name is Tennessee Tuxedo.
I don't remember whether he... I know it was voiced by Don Adams.
Or is he just... Is he like Tennessee Williams? His name is
Tennessee. He's a closeted gay writer who can't come out.
All I know
But comes
is...
out through his writing. That's what Tennessee Tuxedo did. It was a very mature topic for a children's cartoon.
All I know is penguins aren't from Tennessee.
No, they're not.
Just going to throw that out there.
Was it Don Adams? Dan, can we find out? I think it was Don Adams.
According to Wikipedia.
It's Don Adams.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Don Adams. Remember, you know who Don Adams is? Man, I am the oldest. Do you know who Don Adams is? Don't look at the Wikipedia page.
Well, no. Okay, well, now I do.
Well, he was in Get Smart.
Yeah. Okay. That guy.
Yeah, sure.
I forget what else he was at. Oh, yeah, he voiced Inspector Gadget. That's right.
Yeah.
I remember that voice.
Two classic cartoon characters.
Look at that.
Tennessee Tuxedo and Inspector Gadget.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We got some people calling in with fly jams. We would love to hear from you, too. It's 312-981-7200 for Fly Jams Friday. Yeah. Fly Jams Friday continues. That's one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite movies. I watched School Days, Busted Out School Days, earlier this week and watched it again. And I really love that movie. It's my third favorite Spike Lee movie of all time. And all three of my Fly Jam requests are from that movie this morning, are all from School Days, which is a really great movie. Esmeralda, have you ever seen School Days?
What's it about?
It's life on a black college campus. Lawrence Fishburne is in it. Spike's in it. Giancarlo Esposito is in it. It's about the life on this college campus and how there is also a bit of racism between light-skinned blacks and darker-skinned blacks. And it's also a musical. It is a movie that every time I watch it, I'm amazed by how much Spike Lee puts into it. Because it's a movie he made right after his first movies, She Gotta Have It. She's Gotta Have It was his first movie. And it seemed to me that every time I watch it, and this is true of the very first time I saw it, I wasn't a fan of She's Gotta Have It. I didn't like it. And everybody was, you know, trying to push Spike Lee down everybody's throat. It was like he was the new, you know, deal, and he was like the African-American Woody Allen. He made this movie on a really, really low budget. And I just was not crazy about She's Gotta Have It. I didn't like it. And so when I was not looking forward to School Days, and when I saw School Days, I was blown away by, one, how striking and original and beautiful it is, two, how great the music is, and three, it just seemed to me like the feeling when you're watching the movie is that when Spike Lee made that movie, I think he thought he was never going to make another movie again. So it's like, I'm going to put everything that I've ever wanted to kind of do and kind of say into one movie. It's like this overflow. And the movie, and I totally acknowledge this, the movie's an absolute mess. It is just so overstuffed with ideas and performance styles and tones and music and it is just this movie that's overflowing with ideas, some of which are really crazy, but for some reason I just love it. And it's a, you know, at times it's heavy handed. At times there's too much of a message. At times it's like really, really juvenile and vulgar. I mean, it just is. It's this really kind of a psychotic movie, and it's my third favorite Spike Lee movie. It's The 25th Hour is my favorite. Then Do the Right Thing, and then School Days. I love it. And I watched it just this last week and realized just how many Fly Jams are in that. And that's my favorite Fly Jam, that one right there. I Don't Want to Be Alone Tonight. That's performed, by the way, by Tisha Campbell.
I like her.
Yeah. She went on to a lot of success on Martin.
Gina.
Yeah, Gina on Martin. And she's terrific in School Days. It's a really great performance. And she sings the hell out of that song. I love that song. So my three requests that Dan is kind enough to play, DJ Shagru is kind enough to play three requests for me every week, they're all from the movie School Days, from the soundtrack of School Days. All right, you want to take a couple of requests here, right, Dan? All right, let's see. DJ Shagru is ready to go. And let's see. Here is Ross on WGN. Hey, Ross.
Yeah, how are you, Mitt?
All right, what's up?
I dug up one of my old LPs, Motown, The yeah. Temptations, 1966 Greatest Hits.
All right, Temptations.
Well, one of them was My Girl, but the one I want, Since I Lost My Baby.
Okay.
Now, on the back of it, you know who endorsed it? And the new day seems old, since I lost my baby, since I lost my baby. Children are playing. There's plenty of work, and the bosses are paying. Not a sad word should a young heart be saying. But fun is a bore, and with money I'm poor. Since I lost my baby,
yeah.
Since I lost my baby, since I lost my baby.
All right, yeah, that's a great one, Ross. Thank you for the call. The Temptations. You can't go wrong with The Temptations. You just can't go wrong with The Temps. Fly Jams Friday. We lost a Fly Jam artist this week. Vanity. Vanity passed away. Vanity is a former protege of Prince's. She was a member of Vanity 6. She died at the age of 57. According to the website TMZ, the singer had long suffered from kidney failure and recently battled abdominal issues and illnesses. She died in Fremont, California, in a hospital. Last year, the singer put up a GoFundMe page stating that she was diagnosed with an inflammation of the small intestines. She was born in Canada. She initially focused on modeling, and then she moved to Vanity 6 in 1981 until 1983. They scored their one big hit, which was Nasty Girl, and they had Under the Influence and Pretty Mess as well. She starred in some movies, too, The Last Dragon, Action Jackson, and one of my favorites, 52 Pickup, which is just a phenomenal movie if you've not seen 52 Pickup. With the great Roy Scheider and Anne Margaret, a really terrific movie, and she's great in it. But yeah, Vanity was always troubled. She had a lot of personal problems, and she struggled with addiction, and it took a toll on her body. And she was only 57. And Greg in Milwaukee said, "I would like to request Nasty Girl by Vanity 6 to commemorate the passing of Vanity." Here we go. Rest in peace, Vanity. She led a really troubled life, but she was a lot of fun back in the early 80s. And, yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Prince wrote, basically Prince wrote and recorded all of the music that she sang on and one of Prince's proteges. But Vanity, she died way too young, and she indeed did record many Fly Jams. So rest in peace, Vanity, on Fly Jams Friday. All right, let's go to Jim on WGN. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right.
How about working my way back to you, the Spinners?
Oh, please. Here we go. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, thanks, Nick.
Yep. All right, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Have a great day. Can't go wrong with the Spinners. Cannot go wrong with the Spinners. DJ Shagru, how many times roughly have we had the Spinners on Fly Jams Friday? About 500?
Probably.
Okay. All right, we got a break. We got the news coming up and then more Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200.
You can only be you. I can only be me. Flowers cannot bloom until it is their season, as we would not be here unless it was our destiny.
Another great song from Spike Lee's School Days. I Can Only Be Me. Kevin Lee produced, singing this. Beautiful song. Fly from School Days, which is a Fly Jam movie. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru, Esmeralda the Heart Melda. Who is currently spinning down the hallway on her head to get to the studio where I am, Wiki Wiki Nikki. We're taking your requests at 312-981-7200 for Fly Jams. 630 area code requested, Etta James.
You thought you hadn't found a good girl, one to love you and give you the world. Now you find that you've been misused. Need. Tell mama what you want.
Etta James. Oh, baby. Classic. Absolutely classic. All right. Let's get back to the phones here with some suggestions and requests for Fly Jams. Dixie on WGN. Hi, Dixie.
Hi, Dan. Hi. Not Dan. Nick. I watched the movie Airplane last week, and Staying Alive by the Bee Gees is on it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to hear that?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. That's a fly jam. That is a fly jam. Of course, I couldn't admit it when it came out because I was, you know, hanging out with potheads who liked Zeppelin, so I couldn't say, yeah, I like that Bee Gees song.
I was going to say, because you're a street tough.
Well, I you know, I was at Disco Demolition, you know, and I used to wear Disco Suck shirts and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I had, you know, I hung out with guys with long hair, blue weed.
Yeah, it's not good to.
No, I mean in the 70s it was actually kind of an ugly scene. You know, where the pothead classic rock guys used to make fun of anybody who liked disco, and there was a real there was sort of an underlying ugliness to it as well, because it seemed to be fueled in a lot of cases by homophobia.
Yeah.
And that was always, you know, that just didn't sit right. So but yeah, I love the fact. Here's what I love about that call, Dan. What I love about Dixie, she didn't mention Saturday Night Fever as that song being from the movie Saturday Night Fever. She said she went right to Airplane.
Dixie rules.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, yeah, you know this movie Airplane. It's got the song "Staying Alive." Well, yes, it does. Yes, indeed, it does.
It was a catchy song.
Yeah, you gotta love that she went straight to Airplane. All right. Greg in Mount Prospect, check this out, Esmeralda. See if you can attest to this, okay? Greg in Mount Prospect says, my ultimate slow jam back in the 80s was called Moments in Love by Art of Noise, and it was my secret weapon to get chicks.
Oh, wow.
In the mood.
Oh, boy.
And he's got mood in all caps with a bunch of exclamation points. Yeah.
Sure it did.
Get in the mood. All right, Esmeralda. So, Greg, see if Greg gets you in the mood here with this ultimate 80s jam. Here we go. I'm guessing there's no lyrics because it's Art of Noise, right? Yeah. Are you in the mood, Esmeralda?
I mean, I'm sure that not just the song was putting them in the mood.
It was probably the lava lamps he had going.
Right, right. Candles?
A couple of candles from Glade.
Lots of booze.
And a big bottle of Yago Sangria.
There you go.
And man, and nothing. See, because as soon as I saw it, I've never heard that before in my life.
That song?
No, I've never.
That sounds familiar.
Moments in Love. Okay. It's, you know, I mean, I can see why it would fall into the category of Fly Jam. No question about it. But when I saw that it was by Art of Noise, do you remember what Art of Noise is most known for? Do you guys remember?
No.
You're too young? Art of Noise had a song. I can't even remember what the name of it was, but in the video. They had this little girl,
yes,
with a chainsaw, and she was like in, like, she had makeup.
Mm-hmm. She's a little punk
She'd go,
girl.
Hey! Like, I can't remember the name of the song. It was Art of Noise, and she'd, hey! And then in the video, she'd have like a saw, and she'd be like sawing like pianos, and then Art of Noise would come out, and they were wearing like weird sort of industrial goggles, and they had like tools. Then she'd go, hey! And then like, say, come with me. She wouldn't say it, but she'd take her arm and wave, hey.
Right. Come with me to safety.
And she didn't seem to represent safety to me.
Oh, okay.
No, not at all. She was like a little girl with a crazy makeup and, hey!
Close to edit.
That's it. Close to edit. That's it. And the video was like a huge, it was like in the 80s, it was a huge video.
I remember the video only
Play a little of it, Dan. Can you play a little of it?
That video was on the top of video.
That goes on for like, and then, hey! And she, there's like a sample. There's like a sample, hey! And they come out, and it's like shot, and the video was shot like they were robots. They were moving around. You know what, Dan, are you looking at the video? And it's like the little girl's moving like a robot, and they're chainsawing like pianos and stuff.
No, I know this because it was on Papa Video.
Hey! I'm telling you, it happens. I know.
You were waiting for those. Oh, there it is. There it is.
I like
your hey better though.
Hey, they should have sampled Jerry Lewis on it. Hey, that would make it. You know, see right there. You want to get a chick in the mood,
right?
Hey, hi, boo, shaboy, wow.
Yep, ready to go.
Yeah, ready to go. The funny thing is, Jerry Lewis, man, got a lot of tail. He did. He really did.
Famous funny guy.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, could you imagine, like, that's his pickup line? And then spills a drink all over
the
woman.
Do you know who I am?
You know who I am? Pulls her chair out. She falls. All right. Let's go to Fly Jam Bob here. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I've got a cover for you this morning of a song that's been played before, so I guess technically it's a repeat, but... After listening to that conversation you had with Steve Krakow this week, I had to play this song for you.
Okay.
Here's Knock on Wood by the late, great Gary Loizzo and the American Breed off their first album.
Ah, okay. Just one touch. We played Bowie's cover of that after Bowie passed away, Bob.
Yes.
How many people have covered that song? My God.
Well, I'll have to get them on Google and find out.
That's got to be a lot of covers
of
that song.
After that, after you guys, I got to get out of this a bit routine, but since you guys brought him up, I had to give him his props one more time.
No question about it. No question about it. All right, Bob, have a good weekend, buddy.
Thanks, you too.
Take care. Bye-bye. There you go. Fly Jam Bob, always coming up with good stuff. Knock on Wood must have been covered, I'm going to say at a reasonable guess, 14,000 times.
Yes. I just know the disco version.
Yeah. No, there's a lot. I mean, that's, you know, it was funny. Dan, remember when Andrea requested Knock on Wood and you played like the original version? Well, one of the original. No, actually the original version of Knock on Wood, the very original version. That's not the one that Andrea wanted
to
hear.
Oh, that's right.
Not it. I don't even think she probably didn't even recognize it. What is this? That's not the Knock on Wood. I remember with the boop, 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 boop. It doesn't have hey in it, though.
It doesn't. We should just, all the songs that you play on Fly Jam, just have you over
hey! Hey.
Yeah. Make them even flyer.
I don't really know if that's fly. Dan, if you were playing Wham and I went, hey, would that make Wham fly?
I'm sorry. I couldn't even come up with
that. He's not even going to answer. He won't even justify that with a response.
Barry White singing a Wham song wouldn't be fly.
Wow, man. Even Barry White covering Careless Whisper, that wouldn't be fly.
Oh.
Oh, man. No,
see?
That might be true.
Come on, man.
That would be amazing.
You know what's missing from Careless Whisper? Hey!
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the
That's
song.
That's what I always thought.
Didn't Deadpool go, hey, when he was playing it?
Ain't nothing wrong if you wanna learn about all night long.
Yeah. From school days, Fly Jam. Doing the butt. Sexy, sexy. Yeah, doing the butt.
Is it, do you do the butt when you're watching the movie?
Well, you know, I've got to say this. Dan, we've discovered who actually invented twerking. Beavis and Butthead invented twerking.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's and it's particularly, it's Beavis, right? It's Beavis, I think. Well, one of them. I can't remember whether it's
Beavis may have started, but Butthead came on strong.
Butthead. Okay, then Butthead was, yeah. Well, they invented twerking, mm-hmm. but actually, I really do think that the butt was the first.
It's the origin.
It certainly was the first song to it preceded Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first song to really celebrate the butt, the way it should be celebrated.
What about Fat Bottom Girls?
Yeah. But people didn't dance around with their butts sticking out during Fat Bottom Girls.
That is true.
Because they were riding bicycles.
Yeah. Yes. It's the only time you can hear those songs.
Yeah. All right. We got to go to the phones. Here's Harold on WGN. Hey, Harold.
What's up, Potato Chip?
Hey, Potato Chip. All right. What's up?
Hey, you know, you were talking about Jean Knight.
Yeah.
She did Don't Mess With My Tutu also.
Oh, man, that's another song that like 8,000 people did.
Yeah, but she did the famous version.
Yeah.
And then Art of Noise, the big song was, I'll have to remember it later.
Okay.
Tell you in 2 weeks.
All right, tell me in 2 weeks. All right,
so I'm picking songs that have some movie relationship to them, and I was going to give you... New Jack Hustler, and then I realized.
Well, you can't play that on the radio.
It swears every.
Yeah, you can't. No, I know that song. I'm very, very aware of that song. It's Ice-T, and you can't play.
Yeah, right. I knew there was going to be swearing, but I said, maybe there's 30 seconds.
No, it's not. Ice-T song. Ice-T songs. Ice-T songs are not safe for the air. Let me just say that.
So then I says, "What would you do by Snoop Dogg?" No, can't do that one. You can't even find, like, 1 second.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play it safe here and play This Beat is Military by K-9 Posse.
All right, here we go.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Harold. K-9 Posse, This Beat is Military. It's a good song. It's fly. I like it. That's back when I enjoyed hip-hop. All right. Here's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
What's up?
Hi.
I'm going through my disco phase right now, and I wanted to spread at least one song to the world.
Okay.
George Clinton, We Got the Funk.
Oh, you can't get better. All right, here we go. Yeah. Great choice, Jasmine.
Were disco parties more fun than today's parties?
I don't really party much anymore, Jasmine, but I would think so. All right, Jasmine, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we got one more here, and then find out what's happening on the opening bell.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Mike, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. Funkadelic's the antithesis of disco. But anyway, I got... You're My Choice Tonight reminds me of Alan Rudolph's movie, Choose Me, Teddy Pendergrass.
Great song. Go ahead.
And listen, Art of Noise had a song in your...
Wait a minute. Hang on. What were you saying, Mike? Art of Noise, what?
Art of Noise had a song in one of your favorites, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, You're My Choice. Hit it.
I said you got me, baby. Yeah.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Come on, choose me. Ooh, yeah. Choose me. That's a good movie. Man, that Choose Me is a great movie, Mike. Great movie.
All right. Alan Rudolph was doing some good stuff back then.
Alan Rudolph was the man, no question. Trouble in Mind, amazing movie. Amazing. Okay, Mike, thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. All take care, Dave.
Yeah, have a good week. It's Fly Jams Friday. All right, let's find out what's coming up on Friday here on the opening bell with Steve. Hey, Steve. Hey,
good morning. How are
morning.
You?
Good morning. Good.
Excellent. Yes,
sir. Thank you, Steve. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. I think we got time for one more Fly Jam here. Esmeralda, you ready?
Go for it.
Okay. 414 area code wants to see your backfield in motion. You know you cheated, baby, faking goodbye. You know you're walking, baby. Oh, yeah. Strike three, you're out, and I caught you with your backfield in motion. Yeah, I'm gonna have to penalize you. You backfield in motion, baby. You know that's against the against the rules.
It doesn't matter, though. It's still in motion. That's all I got.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow at Scarface.
Yes.
Okay. See you later. Esmeralda's going to be there. You should, too. Scarface tomorrow at the Movie Co. Theater in Rosemont. Get your tickets right now. Starts at 7 o'clock. Only $10 to get in. Parking is free. MovieCo.com. MUVICO. Everybody come out. 7 o'clock screening of Scarface that I'm hosting. And we'll take a quick break here on WGN.